This week on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are speaking with the critic for social services, as well as the NDP MLA for St. Albert, Madame Marie Renault. And I guess since we both speak the language, comment ça va?
Oh, ça va bien, merci.
Merci. Okay, great. So I guess, Madame Renault, the first question I have for you is that obviously we heard that the UCP government wants to do a review of AISH. So in talking about that, you've decided to take on a challenge. Tell us about the challenge you're going to be doing this month.
Sure. So I'm going to try to do my best to live on the amount that AISH recipients live on. So that's $16.85. That's maximum, and $16.85. So, of course, you know, I don't have a disability. I don't have barriers that other people have. I have safety nets. And so, you know, I'm not trying to simulate the life that they lead, but I am trying to get a different perspective. So I am trying to understand some of the challenges related to a really restrictive budget, or, you know, having to use public transportation and those things. And so I really am just trying to learn a little bit more. And to be honest, people have said to me on a fairly regular basis, you know, you should try living on it. You know, you should try doing this. So that's what I'm doing.
All right. And Madame Renault, so you obviously started this at the beginning of October, and we're not even a week into it yesterday, but is there anything so far that you've noticed personally operating on this budget, at least maybe a week into it, that you noticed that you could share with us?
Sure. So I think what I didn't realize before was just this pervasive sort of stress with a budget like this. Now, I think we all sort of stress about money and saving and, you know, sticking with the budget, but this kind of stress is a whole other ballgame. I mean, you are on such a limited amount for food, and so you are constantly looking at what do I have left for this week, what do I have left for the month, and, you know, worrying about replacing larger, you know, more expensive things like laundry detergent and shampoo and all of these things, and then coordinating that with public transportation. So it takes a bit more time to get to where you need to go and carrying the bag. So all of these things that, you know, of course I knew, but I didn't realize, and so I didn't have to live it. So just in such a short time, I'm realizing just, you know, what people are living with, people that live in poverty, that this stress that adds to, you know, just the stresses of mental health, of everyday living. And so, you know, I am sort of starting to understand that better.
All right. Now, Madame Renault, also as well, I know personally somebody that lives in the eastern part of the province who had been on AISH for quite some time, suffering from epileptic episodes. And I think one of the things that she had mentioned to me as well is that the medication, excuse me, for that is very costly. And on top of that, too. So not only are AISH recipients having to juggle their budgets, but also in the case, some of them have to purchase medications on that income that are very, very expensive.
Absolutely. And, you know, she's absolutely right that likely some anticonvulsants are covered, but not all medication is. And there are other therapies as well that are not covered. So there are a number of people that live on AISH that are managing pain. And so there are some therapies that are not covered, obviously, by the medical services card that AISH gives people every month. But also, you know, there are all of these other expenses related to a disability, whether that's wheelchair repairs that aren't covered, whether that's, you know, walker repairs. You know, I was chatting with a woman who knows that, you know, twice a year she has to have significant maintenance on her walker or she can't get around. That means replacing wheels, and every time that's about $200. And this is a group of people, like, really living on the edge, that it doesn't take much to take a huge chunk out of your food budget for the month. So something like repairs or buying additional medication would do that. So a lot of these things are things I really didn't, I knew, but I didn't understand the way I'm starting to understand now. So, you know, I'm hoping that that will continue through the month.
And also, as well as you continue on this journey to highlight this, was it, like, disturbing for you to hear as an NDP MLA, and I guess personally as well, that the Premier is doing a review on AISH recipients? And from what it sounds like people probably can use more support than less of it.
Absolutely. And so, you know, it's incredibly alarming and disappointing when they cut AISH by de-indexing, so people didn't get the cost of living increase. But then to hear different ministers and the Premier just casually throw out there, well, you know, maybe people aren't disabled enough to be on AISH, or we're going to review this, or, you know, nothing's off the table. all of these comments are causing just an incredible amount of stress for the 70,000 people that live on AASHE and also people that live on income support, which is even less. And so for them to not sort of share a plan or what they're doing and just to casually throw out these comments lets me know they are so out of touch with this community of people that is already really struggling. So, you know, I would continue to ask them to be clear, to provide clarity. You know, what research are you using? What process are you using? What is the plan here? And we've not received anything back.
And also in saying that, too, I think you brought up something that I wasn't aware of, and that is that, and when you were mentioning specifically a person who had to have her walker repaired, including replacement of wheels, costing significant amount of money to do that. So, and I think you had indicated that that's not covered under AASHE. Do you think that if there is a review that these types of things, like certain medications that aren't covered, repairs to wheelchairs or any sort of, mobility devices, do you think that these items need to be covered under AASHE or under a different program? Or it just sounds like these are things that needed to be covered, and maybe that it may be extremely stressful if somebody who's on a fixed income has to reach in, as you say, to repair two wheels for, say, a total cost of $400.
Oh, absolutely. We need to look at covering these expenses, particularly since we're not indexing benefits to inflation. But, you know, whether that's through AASHE or there's another program called AASHE to Daily Living, it only gives people about $500 a year for equipment or maintenance. And so for something like a power wheelchair, you know, it can be like $1,000 if something goes really wrong. So, you know, I think it's really important. But I also heard from a fellow a couple of days ago who was telling me about equipment like catheters, right? So to be able to catheterize himself, he should be doing 4 or 5 times a day, but really can't. So has to use, you know, 1 or 2 and then clean them and reuse them. And these are supposed to be single use. So not only are people having to dip into their budgets, but they're having to, you know, really make decisions that are not great for their health. We already know that they're not getting probably the healthy food that they should be getting, but things like, you know, catheterizing or not doing that as much as you need to because you're not being supported is just ridiculous.
Yeah, fair enough. Also, the legislature is going to be resuming in a few weeks here, and by that time you're going to be pretty far ahead in your AASHE journey, as we're calling it, in terms of balancing trying to balance the books on the $16.85 a month. When that time comes, do you plan on documenting in the legislature exactly what your experience was like and showing Albertans the numbers on just to say, this is what I went through? I personally don't have a disability. Imagine what it's like for somebody who's got mobility issues, for example.
Yeah, I would like to share that with the legislature. And I do hope the government actually listens and really listens to what I'm saying, is that I'm a person with a lot of privilege and in just 1 month have noticed these things and I'm struggling. So I am really hoping that they will listen and understand that, you know, we really need to do a better job to listen to Albertans. There are tens of thousands of Albertans with really serious, significant disabilities that are really struggling. And, you know, if this sort of opens those doors for government to pay attention and watch their words and really consult with this group before they do any more damage, I mean, I would consider that really positive.
Okay. And I always like, whenever we have a guest on the hot seat, I always like to throw a personal question out there. And this one, I guess, was about how, when we were chatting a little bit before, it turns out we have the same hometown, you and I, of Montreal, Quebec, which is really cool. And in saying that, though, you are one of the fluently bilingual members of the Alberta legislature. And I guess in one thing we say about that is that, you know, a lot of people, when I first came out here in 2005, I didn't realize it, but wow, Alberta sure has a rich Francophone culture, doesn't it?
It really does. It has an incredible Francophone culture. And, you know, I represent the city of St. Albert, and their French culture is amazing. Their ties to Métis people, I mean, it is really great. So many of their street names are even French-sounding, which is awesome. But, yeah, it is great. And, you know, there are a few more French-speaking MLAs, I think, than usual, which is good to see.
Absolutely, 100%. And I do have to say this, too, because it's St. Albert. When I look at it right north of Edmonton, would it be almost a fair comparison? And I think you'd understand that that's kind of like the Laval of Edmonton, right north.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah,
exactly. All right. Awesome. Well, Marie Renault, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today on the Hot Seat. Pleasure.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much.
This is Marie Renault, MLA for the City of St. Albert, and also the Social Services Critic for the NDP, and this is another edition of The Hot Seat.